Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Dita. Thank you for having me.
A very good read.
Oh,
and I know you say it's for young people. No, it's for everybody. I'm well, not quite that young.
The marketing people say it's for young readers. I'd like to think it's for everybody.
Absolutely. And when I read it, it was so easy, because it's easygoing and it's not in convulsed and involved too much. You don't have to go back and say, who's Charlie? I've came across him about 20 pages ago. So who is he? I forgot. Yeah,
no, I like to sort of have a few good characters and stick with them.
Yes, yes, and then have a good, clean story.
Oh, thank you.
Talk about clean. It's nobody gets murdered.
Just the threat of it, I guess.
Yes, yeah. So you don't frighten the youngsters too much.
Oh, well, and I didn't want to go into that, you know, level of violence. I just wanted, there was a suggestion that some of the baddies might
come,
a bit violently inclined, but yeah. I mean, I think that's
that's wonderful that there is no violence, because, I mean, when you turn on the television, there's nothing but.
Yeah, yeah. No, and it was quite a turning point in the writing of the book when I realized that if I made the baddies, Pookie and Curly, like, funny, then that would change the tenor of everything.
Very good, very good, very entertaining. It's a lot of fun. The writing itself is funny at times. Very good.
Thank you.
Very nice. Now, that's not the first book you've written.
No, this is the fourth one that's been published anyway. There's a few that hadn't been published.
And the book we're talking about is called Riddle Gully Secrets. And that is in a sequence, isn't it? It's a series.
Yes, it's the third Riddle Gully book. And in my mind, it's the last Riddle Gully book. I think that I've sort of got three quite discreet, good quality reads there, and I'd like to just finish it at that. The characters, the main characters of Polo and Will, are the common factors in all three, but really they're all, and the township of Riddle Gully, but really that's sort of the main connection, about the only connection, really.
And you said it, no, yeah. Okay. Will you be writing for young people?
I love that. I love sort of revisiting my own childhood, really, when I write for young people. So, yes, not exclusively. I've got quite a bit of writing in the drawer, you know, a bit of poetry and writing for adults. But I seem to have, I don't know, hit a sweet spot with writing for that kind of,
Why not?
Sort of.
And if it sells, it sells. And you do a good deed for young people, getting off the goggle box and actually read a book.
That's always a beautiful thought, that a young person might choose to read your book rather than
take it with you, sit somewhere,
watch TV, and it's one of the joys of writing that I hadn't ever expected when I started writing. But,
what made you start writing?
Well, I had been a journalist professionally before, and it probably came about when my daughters sort of were reaching about that sort of 12-year-old age group, and perhaps it sort of refreshed all my own memories of childhood or something. So when I was about 40, I started to dabble in fiction, and then and take some community courses and things. And
You studied it.
One thing led to another, and ended up, you know, a few years down the track, took it quite seriously, and eventually submitted for publication, and went from there.
And ended up with a PhD.
That was a glorious journey, that one. Just it was really, it was all about the journey, just writing and being amongst people who took writing seriously, and having a supervisor who who respected what I was doing and nurtured the writing. It was wonderful.
Fabulous, yeah. But somehow it comes out in the writing.
That's good to hear. Yeah, I've learned something.
I couldn't put it down, and I read it from beginning, first page to the last page.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you.
Well, there's always action and mystery and red herrings. It's never a dull moment. I suppose I wouldn't want to start trying to tell the story because I might give away too much.
Yeah, if we can keep the ending secret, Dieter, then
especially.
Other than that, I think
ending is fabulous. It's unexpected and glorious.
Beautiful, thank you.
Yeah.
I actually have to, without going into any details, I have to credit my husband with that. I said, you know, I gave him a few criteria, you know, what could be, you know, old and appear, you know, such and such. He came up with that key ingredient that I needed. Yeah. And, that just wrapped it up beautifully.
And you kept it light and uncomplicated and funny. And so it's just the right recipe for youngsters to want to read and not get bored or thinking, oh, that's overwhelming me.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. Because it's only recently out, I haven't had any feedback from young readers, but only from older readers like my family members especially my mum, who thinks it's her favourite of the three Riddle Gully books. So.
Now, just let's try. Give us a little bit about the story.
Okay.
I like the name Paolo Di Nozzi.
So Nozzi as in Nozzi Parker. Paolo Di Nozzi is a youth reporter. And so that gives her the excuse to...
For a newspaper.
For the local newspaper, the regional newspaper, and after school, you know, part-time job. So that's the platform on which she, you know, sets about sticking her nose into everything. And she's got a reluctant offsider, Will Hopkins, who's a bit more cautious. I should perhaps say, too, they're 13, nearly 14 years old. And... So Will's a bit more cautious. Paolo drags him into situations that he'd rather not be in, but sort of despite himself, enjoys them. In this one, there is a case of mistaken identity that it's not a sort of, the story doesn't hinge on it, I suppose, but, this brings in two more characters, a year younger, so that's Ash and Dan. Dan is sort of brought up by, let's say, an alternative father, Twig, and he lives a peripatetic sort of lifestyle in the bush, in a tent, doing homeschooling, and he just longs for a regular, plain, simple day-to-day life he sort of sees from afar in the various towns they visit, in other words, going to school and staying in one spot. And so that's sort of Dan's problem. The four of them get together, let's say, and end up getting a sniff of some hidden treasure, which they think must belong to bush rangers, so they investigate. And it's while they're investigating that they find out that there are another couple of, the baddies, Curly and Pookie, who are also after the same thing on behalf of the dastardly Mayor Bullock, whom we've met in the previous two. Uh-huh, and I have to say here, the Riddle Gully stories wouldn't be anything without Mayor Bullock, I think.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Paolo's pet sheep, Sean Connery, isn't in this one. He was a popular character from previous novels.
I missed it.
No, I think we can do without Sean Connery, buffeting his way through the story, because there's enough characters and enough going on, and
yeah, yeah. Obviously, yeah. And there is a lot of digging in the earth.
There are caves. There is. I felt quite a sense of relief when I'd finally written them out from underground. And of course,
they're all safe.
Because I felt I was buried for a while, and that did get trimmed in further edits and things. But there's a lot happening underground, and quite a bit of. Well, my dad used to take us down caves wherever there was a chance, and I had a very strong sense of what it's like down there, that experience. And, you know, and then there's always the internet with pictures to remind you of what you might have forgotten. So, yeah, I felt like I spent a long time underground.
I felt I couldn't breathe anymore. So that is a little bit something to do with your youth.
Yes. Anything I've done else? It as an adult as well, I guess.
Yeah. Anything you took along from your youth?
Well, the whole love of the bush that Twig Whittle has is drawn from camping trips that my dad used to take us on, and my mum was keen on picnics and things too. But dad was a scientist, a seismologist, and so that took him out into the bush a lot, and he knew all sorts of out of the way places, and he was very much one for just sort of saying, okay, let's grab your, you know, grab your book or whatever, a pair of underpants and pile in the car and we'd head off and end up in some odd place, we kids, and we'd go off and just sort of be set to, just go off and wander and do our thing. It might be an old, there was a disused quarry outside Perth.
Discovery.
One of our favourite places. And all sorts of oddball places while he'd be checking on seismographs, instruments that he'd, put in some odd place. But, that sort of spontaneous out into the middle of nowhere.
That's good, So there won't be any more Riddle Gully stories.
Well, I suppose you should never say never. I don't know if you're aware, but a company did buy the film rights for the first two Riddle Gully books, and so there may be further Riddle Gully stories, if everything went according to plan, and a few years down the track when they've dotted all their I's and
so there is a company interested.
They bought the film rights last year.
They bought it.
That's opened a door, and it's extremely fortunate to have that door opened. But then, there's a lot more work that needs to happen and good fortune before.
It has to become a scenario for a film. It has to be written again.
Yes, it does, and they also need to. Raise funds and all the usual sort of things. So it's a Sydney company called Woa Flamingo, and they liked the.
There is a need for films, nice clean films for youngsters, for teenagers.
I think they saw that in the basic premise of the story.
Well, congratulations! It's good.
Thank you.
So they would home in on one book.
No.
Or would they put two together?
They might take it several ways, either film or a TV event of, say, six episodes. Or a series is still an option. So there's a few different options that they're toying with. But they did like the family nature of it.
I hope you have got a good lawyer.
It is complex.
Yes.
I know that I can... there's some funny clause in it whereby I can choose to have my name removed from the credits if I don't like what they've done.
Oops.
I think that's about as much say as I get.
Oops. Well, I know what you mean. Okay.
Let's look on the bright side.
Yes, exactly. You've got it that far.
That's right.
Congratulations. Well, it's certainly worth it. And this, I only know the last one, Hidalgali Secrets, and enjoyed it enormously. It'll be really something to give to children for their birthday or even Christmas. Lovely. So what's the next book about?
I do have a few sort of things sketched out, but nothing that I would be able to talk about in any detail.
Not yet, and it might still change.
Oh, it definitely will. Mm-hmm. I'm basically giving myself a bit of a breather, just, you know, maybe a month or so at the moment, while we finish renovations and move house and stuff like that.
You need a breather.
Taking the foot off the pedal for a bit.
Stand back.
But definitely, I mean, I think the whole practice of writing daily where possible and keeping ideas buzzing around in your mind is very important. So I don't want to, you know, cut myself entirely loose.
Yes, of course, yeah. Do you ever have a writer's block?
I don't believe in that, Dieter, mm-hmm. because, I believe in the cure for writer's block that I read about somewhere where they lock the writers in a room and for 3 hours.
Hit him on the head.
So I think it's mainly yeah. about work, you know. You get the inspiration, but you also get a lot of inspiration just from sitting down and having a pen in your hand and just writing something, and it might be rubbish at first, but you know, I'm very much a fan of just throwing stuff down, and then you can always modify it later, and most of my stuff does get modified. I like to write freehand. I just sort of feel a bit easier about scribbling any old thing there. Often you get something you can keep.
Yeah, because otherwise you forget it again.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of just giving yourself something to work with rather than a blank page or, you know.
Yeah, but I can't... It's a writer's block, I understand, is when you sit there in front of the blank page and for hours and for days... And for weeks, oh, for goodness sake, give it up.
I've heard people use it as an excuse for not having written anything. Well, I just don't buy that write something.
And, you must have some ideas.
Well, and in the process, in the process of writing, even if nothing came after sitting there writing for a whole day, you know, it might come the next day. It'll get some idea.
Sleep on it and
zinging around in your head. And,
It sort itself out in your
brain.
That's
right,
Good. So we will be looking forward to the next book, which will be for grown-ups or still teenagers.
I think I will work on two concurrently in the near future. One more for that middle readers age group, the sort of 8 to 12 years that the Riddle Gully books are in. And I've got a few ideas for picture books, but sort of who hasn't? But they need to be carefully crafted and it's a very competitive market. So anyway, I'll try and polish up some of them. And I do have it's a novella that I'd like to that was part of my PhD that I'd like to develop into a novel that's set around 19 the outbreak of war in Broome. So I know that's a subject that has been touched on in several novels, but I'm also a believer in the tenet that everything's been done before, but not in the way that
not know, as good as
one
you
would
can do it,
or differently from how I'd do it anyway.
Why Broome?
Ah, it's Oh, that was where there's the racial tension between the Japanese pearl divers. And
not because you lived there or something?
No, no. I've got no special connection with Bryn.
Okay.
Other than loving it and finding it fascinating.
Okay. But now we'll just concentrate on the Riddle Gully secret.
Yes, that's here and in our hand. It's good to it's good to have the book in my hand. It was I wrote it when there was a lot going on, and at times, and then there is a lot going on in the book as well. And at times it seemed a bit, hard to believe that I would ever actually have the shiny glossy book in my hand.
Yeah. Now, it must be. It's like giving birth.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it does feel like a baby when it.
Is it being launched?
It was launched as part of WA Day celebrations down on Fremantle Esplanade on a long weekend.
And now we can buy it in every good bookshop.
Yes, yeah. Now, I should know the name. There's a, good bookstores. Yeah. And most bookstores, if it's not already holding it in stock, are happy to get it in.
Yeah. Just and have to ring Fremantle Press.
Through Fremantle Press. And, as a local bookstore, I know I'm pretty confident that new edition down in Fremantle will have it. And there's also, this is why I'm feeling bad, there's a, Paper Bird, a new specialist children's bookstore in Fremantle.
Really?
I feel bad not knowing the name. Is it Paper Bird, something like that? But hopefully if people Googled children's bookstore Fremantle, they wouldn't find it. I think that was only launched, opened about 6 months ago, so it's
fairly
on the scene. But I've heard really good reports about it.
But that's good. That's brave.
It is, and it's brave. And but there does seem to be a swing back towards, valuing hard copy books new edition has reopened. The Boffins store in Perth has expanded.
Good.
In the face of the tide, because it seems as though general thinking seems to be that the interest in e-books has plateaued a bit, and that people still very much
it always
hard
comes
copies.
Around again.
Yeah.
All right. So Riddle Gully's Secret has come just at the right time for the children's bookstore. Okay. I wish you all the best.
I
hope it is a great success.
Thank you.
And we will talk about other books when they come to fruition.
Thank you. I'd love to do that, Dieter.
Yeah. Okay. We'll make that quite something we will do. It's up to you when.
That's an incentive, isn't it?
Absolutely. Dr. Jen Barnard, thank you very much for coming in and talking to me about Riddle Gully Secrets.
Thank you very much, Dieter. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.